Brothers and sisters, now we are on the first week of Lent, which reminds us we are in Lent. We started on Ash Wednesday, and we are remembering those 40 days. It's a journey. Don't fall into I would call a childhood mentality, just to count from 1 to 40 and then say, this is the first week of Lent, maybe next week the second, until 40 days to celebrate East. Don't fall into that calculation or human understanding of Lent. But remember that Lent itself is a journey. It's a journey that leads us to Easter. It's a journey that leads us to celebrate Easter of the Lord. And Lent itself should not be the time just for fasting, because we have those three weapons that we are using in this Lent for those who are focusing. We have those three weapons that we reflect on Ash Wednesday. You remember praying, fasting, and giving alms. Those are three weapons that all the faithful are using just in order to do that good journey to celebrate the East of the Lord. So, which means reflecting on Lent, whether it's first week or second one, we should be reflecting, how are we using those weapons? How are we doing that journey? Where are we, and where do we want to be at the end? Fasting, praying, fasting, and giving alms. And this Lent should not be understood as simply fasting or depriving ourselves from something, but should be understood as a best time which is given to us to transform our lives in order to welcome those Easter celebrations. That's the real meaning of Lent. And the fasting should not be understood as just removing something from our plate, giving up meat, and still celebrating our pride, still feasting our pride and unkindness and charity towards. It's nothing. That's just a simple ritual. I told you one of the things that happens to many Catholic Christians, Catholic faithful, is just to leave things without just understanding. You know, without understanding. You guys, genocide and war occurred in my country when we were celebrating East. And that time, 87% of the Rwandan population were Catholics. But when it comes that ideology of hatred and other things, they started cutting people with machete, just killing them even in the church. At the point now, some of our churches, our Catholic churches, were turned into the memorial site of the genocide because people were killed there and their bodies are still there. And we were 87% Catholic. Which means what we were celebrating, that East and that Lent, we didn't really understand the real meaning of fasting and becoming a Catholic or a faithful. Our fasting should be a calling to resist and to fight against all those temptations. Do not just go there and say, I'm a Catholic because I do not eat meat on Friday. What is that? Do not say, I'm a Catholic because I believe in this. But when it comes to put into practice, are you really a faithful? Are you Catholic? We should be proud of ourselves. If we are counting this day, this is the first week of Lent, because I tried to forgive to my enemy, because I tried to ask for forgiveness, because I tried to reconcile with my children, with my parents, because I am trying, or I tried to restore this broken relationship with my neighbor. That's the only way we should be saying, I'm fasting. This is the first week. I'm fasting. So fasting is not removing something from your plate, because the real fasting is not being done into your stomach. The real fasting should be done into your heart. It's not removing something from your plate, but it's removing something from your heart. That's the real fasting. By doing fasting in that way, by living Lent in that way, you will be strengthened to resist to the temptations of this world. In the first reading, we had Moses telling people, this is why we are here. We come here to bow down before the Lord. And this bowing down reminds us what we did on Ash Wednesday. We received the ash on Wednesday, just remembering that we are nothing. We are nothing. We don't owe anything, because we were reminded, remember that you are dust. However you behave, whatever you can do, wherever you live in your pride, at the end, you are dust, and into dust you shall return. Whatever you do, no matter how many wealth you have, remember that you are dust, and into dust you shall return. Time will come. We come here just to bow down, to remember that relationship with God, and to remember that God, He always sends us to our brothers and sisters. And if we want to do the real Lent, that Lent should bring us closer to our brothers and sisters, especially those who are suffering, especially those who are in need. We still have time. We still have time. Please come and bow down to the Lord. By bowing down to the Lord, we just show Him our weakness, because we accept our weakness, we accept our guiltiness, and we want Him to come to our help. To come to our help. By living that way, we will be footstepping Jesus, because we heard how He resisted to all temptations of this world. Always we are tempted everywhere by that glory, vain glory, because I want to be considered, because I want others, instead of bowing down before the Lord, to bow down before me. Because I'm the one who knows to do this, because I'm the only one who can do this, I want others to bow down before me. Jesus showed us how to resist to the temptation. Unfortunately, we heard how Satan was like some of us here, because Satan knows the scriptures very well. This is our practices, maybe being faithful by only baptism, not honoring the values and all those things of faithful one. Every time, to every temptation, Satan was reciting the scriptures. This is how we are. Wherever we are the source of that conflict. And when it is time to go to Mass, we just run into the church because it's time. That is how Satan is. And this is why our prayers do not give fruit. Because we are stuck somewhere and we know things in this way. Catholics should behave in this way. But when it comes to give up to all those things that lead others into temptation, we don't care, we do not even remember that we are Catholics. We are the source of conflict at work, at home. We are the troublemakers at home. We are troublemakers in our neighborhood. Wherever we are not that source of peace. So it's very hard for us to resist to the temptation. But when it comes to celebrate or just to show, we are here, we are the first ones. And we are not bowing down before the Lord because we want to ask Him the strength to give up to something, but we want people to bow down before us. The second reading reminded us, the Word is near you, inside your heart. What is the Word that is motivating you, that is moving you during this Lent? Do you have some motivations that you could even tell to your brothers and sisters, to your spouse, to your children during this Lent? I want to be transformed in this way. I'm fighting, I want to change. I want God to make me His instrument in this way. Do we have that word? The Word is near you. And remember that word. It's Christ has died for us. And Christ is risen. And whoever believes in that word, he will be saved. And believing in that word is not only reading it because Satan was the most one to cite the scriptures, but is to try to put it into practice. Brothers and sisters, may God help us today and strengthen us to accept to do this journey that will lead our paths to Him. May God help us to know the meaning of the real fasting. We have to do more. Don't say that I don't have any path to take, because this is also another temptation of vain glory. Sometimes to say, me, I'm a good one, I try my best, I know this and this. That's the vain glory that you are looking for. And you are just pretending. Let's try our best. We have our brothers and sisters who are suffering. Take your gift and go find the Catholic, Metro Catholic Outreach. Maybe it's in a good position to connect you with those who are suffering, because sometimes we don't even want to look at those who are suffering. We are in our serious cars. There is no way that we can connect with those homeless. But if we reach out to Metro Catholic Outreach or to our priest, they can connect us with all those people who are suffering in any way. Don't say that I have done enough, I have done a lot. We are just doing this journey. May God help us to do this journey with hope. May God strengthen us and open our eyes to know really what we should be doing during this rent, because we are thirsty and we want to celebrate the Easter east of the road with a sincere heart. Pray one another, because this is a hard journey. Amen.